USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One person is dead following a shooting at a high school in Knoxville, Tennessee. Knoxville police saying an officer confronted a man with a gun and shots were fired at Austin East Magnet High School this afternoon. Police say one male is dead and another is in custody. President Biden and the Minnesota governor are speaking out after a fatal shooting of a black man in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. The president noting peaceful protests are understandable, but argued there's absolutely no justification for violence. Regarding rioting and looting like what took place last night, Minnesota Democrat Governor Tim Walz says,
"You can rest assured that the largest police presence in Minnesota history and coordination will be prepared. You will be arrested, you will be charged, and there will be consequences for those actions."
A curfew also taking effect at 7 o'clock local time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The Biden administration holding a COVID-19 news briefing on Monday. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says there have been more cases this past week.
7-day average for new cases has increased about 3% over the prior 7-day period. Hospital admissions also continue to increase. And deaths decreased 5.2%.
Roughly 120 million Americans have received at least one vaccination. That's about 46% of American adults. Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant linebackers coach Britt Reid has been charged with driving while intoxicated in connection with a February 4th crash that left a 5-year-old girl with a brain injury. The charge announced on Monday carries a potential jail sentence of 1 to 7 years. Prosecutors have requested a $100,000 bond. The crash occurred near the Truman Sports Complex, but prosecutors say they have no indication that Reed was drinking at Arrowhead Stadium. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, President Biden meeting with Republicans and some Democrats at the White House to discuss his new $2.25 trillion infrastructure bill. Many Republicans not happy with it being called an infrastructure bill, as only about 30% of the money actually goes towards infrastructure. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie telling ABC News,
"You cannot call a $400 billion plan to force unionization in states to say that taking care of increasing Medicaid payments in states is infrastructure." And I said last week that the president's not telling the truth, and he's not telling the truth about the infrastructure package. Lying is not popular. It's not infrastructure, George. Let's just be fair here. If Donald Trump had come out and called a dog a cat, which is what Joe Biden's doing, we would be outraged.
The Office of Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich is filing a lawsuit against White House and Department of Homeland Security officials over allegedly harmful immigration orders and is now asking a court to void President Joe Biden's executive actions to halt construction of the border wall and reversing the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy. Biden halting construction of the border wall on his first day in office. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.